Welcome into the Pine Room Podcast. Things are a little different this week as we were busy and myself, Cooley, and Jarrett decided to take things into our own hands and do a show from home. So each of us are at our prospective setups to bring you another episode of the Pine Room Podcast. This week is a bit of a visual episode, so if you're just listening to this, go ahead to the YouTube and check it out because we watch some stuff, we react to some things, and we have a few laughs. So tune in to the Pine Room Podcast, and this one's a little bit different. Enjoy. Also, my microphone is a little messed up here at the beginning of this show, and I think it's only like that way for like 3 minutes and 30 seconds, so just bear with me. And things turn out. Again, enjoy.
All right, welcome in to Pine Room Podcast, episode 130.
Wait. You got to get a little more excited.
I can't, because this microphone.
I can't, this microphone.
Hey, guys.
I can't.
Welcome into the Pine Room.
This microphone's too sensitive.
Unfortunately, we have to do this podcast.
Oh,
welcome in, Pine Room.
I don't want to be here.
Way louder.
What? What? Yes! Episode 140. We're here. This is a different thing that we've done. Obviously, you might be able to tell audio wise, maybe not. Myself, Cooley, and Jarrett, we're not in the studio. There's a lot of stuff going on right now in the podcast or in our group, and we just don't have a lot of time to sit around the studio right now. So we chose to do this for tonight.
We decided to do a work from home day.
Yeah.
We took work remote.
We have everybody's different setup.
Yeah, everybody can see where we actually function.
Is anybody, do you guys like my setup in the background?
Yeah.
It looks good, doesn't it?
If you're just listening, just go to YouTube and watch it. We're here doing stuff. We're going to react to some things and talk about different topics and browse Reddit for some fun stuff. So,
Job, you're recording, right?
Yes, I'm recording.
Yeah, I wanted to make
I'm recording. Welcome into the Pine Room Podcast, episode 140.
Where we live.
Since last time, what have we done? We recorded the pizza episode, which has gotten probably the most response of something we've done in the past year.
And can I comment on that?
Go ahead.
Everybody freaking out about the Papa John's and the Pizza Hut. If you're going to sit there and tell me that it is not better than the majority of the local pizza,
I agree,
you're lying
to
yourself. And I know, wait. Whoa. And before we say, oh, it's not Ohio Valley, it's in Ohio Valley. It counts. I'm not done. And listen, do not sleep on the Hut. The Hut is good. And you get the cheesy crust. You get the thin slice, that's fire. They got a lot of different options that you can get at Pizza Hut. Papa John's, you get the little banana pepper in there.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree that Papa John's and Pizza Hut are good. But I think the point of the discussion was the pizza's in the Ohio Valley.
It's in the Ohio Valley.
I mean, it is. It's in the Ohio Valley, but it's not an Ohio Valley-based
I would say I enjoy
Papa John's. I haven't had Pizza Hut since I was probably like 10. But
it has been a while since I've had it.
And here's
Papa John's
thing.
Is good.
But if you're an adult and you go into a Pizza Hut by yourself, I think you need to check yourself.
I don't know if I've ever gone in by myself, but
yeah,
I'm saying,
if you're an adult and you go into a Pizza Hut by yourself and sit in a booth, you need
is that frowned upon, but not
because Pizza Hut is for children.
No, okay, now you're getting out of control.
Pizza Hut buffet is for children.
I don't know about all.
I would
children.
Agree. I agree.
You know how to eat the buffet. Whenever I eat the buffet,
right now
used to eat the buffet, I'd get all the seeds.
I mean, I feel like there's always something new and there's always some kind of deal going on there. I mean, they have a 7 for 7 deal lovers, $7 My Hut box, Chicago Tavern style pizza. That actually looks pretty good.
That's probably good.
I mean, it looks decent, but again, I don't think I've ever been like, I want Pizza Hut right now. Like, I don't think I've ever been to the point where I was like, if I was really hungry, I'd be like, oh, man, if I want a pizza, Pizza Express.
I don't know, man.
And if I'm going to go to a sit-down restaurant, I feel like I'm not going to go to Pizza Hut.
I think you guys are sleeping.
Especially in Wheeling, the Pizza Hut's under the interstate.
Definitely.
There's
the
one in
there.
There's the one in Bridgeport.
I didn't know that.
We passed it to go to the sushi place.
I just the one in Wildberg holds a special place in my heart
so
that used to be there.
More sentimental value than it is quality.
Yeah, maybe a little bit of bias going on. They used to send me and for Christmas they'd send us like a gift card every year because they knew we loved it so much.
Okay. So what? Oh, we're hitting pizza again. This is it. We've had so much backlash of the pizza.
Yeah, I mean, and I think it's unwarranted, if I'm being honest.
I should read some of the comments here in a little bit. Because it's not as good as all the chain, the local.
I think local pizza is a little overrated, if I'm being honest.
I need to do my Pittsburgh list.
I don't think I've had five
once I
different...
get some more places up here. But no, I don't think any of the chains, and we'll stop on pizza, but I don't think any of the chains in Wheeling are better than the local places.
Well, that remains to be seen. Wait, what did you just say?
I said, I don't think any of the chains like Papa John's, Domino's, Little Caesar are better than any of the local
pizza.
I completely disagree with that.
I know a lot of people love it, and we can get off this topic soon, but I honestly, and maybe it's just because I don't get it that often and I don't get it in the restaurant and I eat it usually when it's halfway cold and I got to reheat it. I do not like DiCarlo's or Patsy's or whatever the hell you want to call it. We had the argument on the radio today. It's the same thing, Patsy's and DiCarlo's, and I think it's overrated, and I just have never... Not that it's... If you like it, you like it. I'm sure the people that made it are great, but I
what
never
like
it.
What do you like about it? The cold cheese?
I don't know.
I think that's the only good part.
The sauce is, like, real acidic. It always gives me, like, agita. It always gives me...
Can we agree on something, Job? Local pizza and around Rion really isn't like.
Well, it seems like
I don't
was,
think it's like the best. Like, well, I it's mean, not that great.
It seems I'll like that was a consensus of like four people that I saw in the comments that it's a sad pizza scene.
Some of the comments that we got, this was actually just a little bit ago. Pizza Hut at 2 is diabolical.
Yeah, and listen, that's my dog. But she's got to take that back.
This
that's
is
a
from
horrible
someone
karma.
That says, go to the Mid-Ohio Valley and rate Pizza Place Pizza.
Doesn't pizza exist. I don't think that even... Nobody in the Ohio Valley except that person has ever heard of that place.
It's in Marietta, Ohio. No, Pizza...
That's what they mean by Mid-Ohio
Valley. The original
Mid-Ohio
Pizza
Ohio
Place.
Valley.
That's not the...
I guess
the
Ohio
Valley.
Is that Ohio Valley?
No, yeah, it technically not the Ohio is. Valley. I mean, I that's think the not Ohio the OV. I think the Ohio Valley goes from like... the very top of West, like Chester, all the way down to like Parkersburg, I would imagine. But I could be completely wrong.
That looks good.
Screaming at
it
me,
does look
I've
good.
Never considered that the Ohio Valley. But
well, let me look what the actual what is the Ohio Valley.
Well, that, you're probably right, but I just feel like if you talk to anybody around here,
yeah, like it's
nobody would ever say that.
Yeah.
Here's the pizza.
I do agree with that though. Like with DiCarlo's, I love the crust pieces way better than I like the middle pieces.
Like I'm sure there are probably locations in the world where if you threw that pizza on the ground, people.
Well,
would
yeah, but I mean,
people would like claw themselves.
If
apart
you're throwing eat. That on, you could throw anything on the ground at that point.
Well,
so some other comments. Patsy's easily clears. No Pizza Villa. Damn, we were talking about that today. I've never heard of Pizza Villa.
That's what I'm saying. These places don't exist.
Miss Gianna Moore's
Pizza Villa's in Wheeling.
I know it was just South Wheeling. I didn't know that was a thing.
I've never heard of it in my life.
I've never seen it ever.
Maybe it's our sleeper.
Maybe that's what we should do.
I've never even seen that in Wheeling.
Maybe we should go give that a try. And then reevaluate ourselves.
Some guy says better ingredients, better pizza.
who says that?
Some guy named
yeah.
John.
Let's go.
He said. Someone says Greco's question mark.
Nah.
Fabio's in all caps.
Can someone explain to me the Greco's hype?
It doesn't guy, have no people who have Greco's no. haven't eaten fucking food in their life.
I think they let that stupid chocolate pizza get to their head, and they're like, that's the best.
That bumps it way up.
But no, it doesn't. That's not pizza. That's a dessert.
Greco's in store is okay. I haven't had Greco's since I was like 11, and I got my first pocket knife when I was in Greco's in the booth, and I left it in the store.
Oh my God.
I've never in a million years like been I'm hankering.
You left
pizza,
a pocket knife?
Yeah,
my
dad got us our first pocket knife, and it was a yellow fold-out pocket knife from like the hardware store next door.
Yeah, from
and
True
he gave
Value.
It to me, and I left it in the booth.
They probably shut the store down the rest of the day when they found that.
This person
here's a list of Wheeling pizzas: DeCarlo's Pizza, DeFelice Pizza, Vicelli Pizza, Greco's Pizza Villa is on here. It's got 11
reviews.
Maybe
we need to, you know what? Maybe next week, or maybe even Friday when we go back to the studio. We'll get Pizza Villa. We'll
Pizza Express. And one of the comments on Pizza Express has 3 reviews. It just says crazy. Papa John's crazy. Pizza is up here. 9 reviews.
Look at that. Oh, it's Patsy's?
Hold on.
Pizza.
I thought it was ranked.
This
I
is all
that
Wheeling.
I
mean, but this is how many people have reviewed these pizzas.
And look at the bottom. Look at the bottom. Scroll
What's
down.
At the bottom? Domino's.
Scroll down. Papa John's, Domino's, Little Caesars.
So I'm not the only one throwing them on the list.
No, it's at the bottom of the list.
Yeah, but that's their opinion, though. But I was being ridiculed for having it on my list. And it's not Ohio Valley. But if you say, what's the best chicken spot around, and someone said Chick-fil-A, you're not going to be like, oh, that doesn't fucking count.
I think I would. Because no. That's not like, it's not like a chicken place.
What is
like,
it?
Like if I asked what, like if somebody asked me what's the best chicken place around, I'd think of a local.
And what if they said, what's the best chicken sandwich in Ohio Valley? You would probably say Chick-fil-A.
I would probably have to say somewhere like
chicken place. There's no such thing as a chicken place.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh,
like
it's
chicken.
Hypothetical.
What about Dunkers?
Oh,
that's a good.
Yeah.
That's a great spot. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good
maybe
one.
Maybe next episode we'll do our top 5 restaurants in Wheeling.
Duggars to me.
We got to clarify. Does Fusion count?
No.
No.
Dude, see now, God.
There's a Fusion everywhere.
There's
it has to be
everywhere.
Local, like Ohio Valley restaurants, like Figs.
I don't understand the hatred for chains. Oh, like.
I know, it's not hate. It's just, it's
hatred
local.
For change.
I just don't see what's wrong with putting that in my top 5 if it's a part of the valley.
Here's some things to do in Wheeling. Here's some things to do in Wheeling.
Oh, this is great.
This
actually.
Just popped up.
This is great.
I don't know who this fella is, but
this fella.
See now, this is tours in Wheeling. If you're interested in going to the tours, best
really?
Of this is all Pittsburgh stuff though. It's showing
what's
Pittsburgh stuff.
It's tours near Wheeling. Can you put like a top attractions in Wheeling?
Oh, here we go.
That's what I'm
Cougar
talking
Toy
about.
And Train Museum.
That's awesome. I want to go there. I think I've been there when I was like 2.
I don't even know that was a thing.
Suspension Bridge. I don't know if that's necessarily.
Isn't that awesome? I mean, I guess it is now.
That's you can walk story. Across it.
Yeah,
that'd Man. Be fun.
Capitol Theater. I guess good stuff going.
That's
there.
Good.
Ogilvy Good Zoo.
That's good.
Okay.
Look at that panda. There's some good stuff there.
We'd still need to do a show from there.
Glass museums. I don't necessarily. I don't know about that. I mean, it's cool.
That'd be exciting.
It'd oh, be I cool. love number 7 on the list.
the Wheeling Island Racetrack and Gaming Casino.
That's awesome.
They might as well throw Godfathers on there.
Let's see. There's a couple more things.
I mean,
it could be a lot worse. It could be lot worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
We should make a top 5 worst places to visit in Wheeling. I don't know what it would be on there.
I was saying Godfathers, but I don't think that's a bad place to go.
What is that?
I don't know. That's
you said worst place, but I think it's more of an experience than anything.
It is an experience. All not right. that I've been there.
Have you guys ever done Reddit 50/50?
No, what's that?
Real quick, while you look that up, I looked up where the Ohio Valley goes to. I had no idea. This is kind of crazy to me. The Ohio Valley is the, it's, oh, never mind. This is saying the actual Ohio River goes from Pittsburgh to the Mississippi River in Cairo, Illinois.
What's that got?
That's not the Ohio Valley.
I don't. What do you guys consider the Ohio Valley?
I would consider the Ohio Valley from the very top of West Virginia, like Chester and like Hancock County, all the way down to like Parkersburg.
I don't even know what's in Hancock County.
It's like Oak. Well, I was gonna say Oak Glen. You know that didn't.
Well,
help.
I fucking know what Oak Glen is.
That didn't.
okay. All right.
50-50.
But go ahead, Jeb.
Okay,
explain.
So, red 50-50. This stuff I'm not gonna be able to actually show on. Show on show on our YouTube. So if you're interested in watching this, we're just gonna get the audio reaction for this because I can't show. I might be able to play it and then I'll blur it out if it's bad. But this is called Reddit 50-50, and basically you get like two options. And you take a gamble, and it's either, for example, a pale, rotting dead body in the snow, or
wait, what?
Proof that humanity's evilness has no limits.
Oh my God!
Two really good choices.
So, what is the goal here? What is
50-50? You're supposed to guess which one it's going to be.
Okay, so throw it back over.
Okay, so pale, rotting dead body in the snow. Will prove that humanity's evilness has no limits.
To me, from the blurring. So you're not showing this. People can't see this right now, right?
No. I mean, what a start, Job. Jesus.
Okay.
I'm gonna show a dead body.
No, I'm not gonna show it. But okay, ready? All right. This
I'm gonna say that it was. It's a pale, rotting dead body.
No, you might get our first canceled episode here. Yeah, Jesus. This is like a Logan Paul.
Oh,
they put a dick on it.
Why they threw a wiener on it?
That's not what I would do. Look at it. He's embarrassed.
He's upset.
It's a seal in the snow.
Yeah, no, people can see it now. People can see it.
Oh, I hope they can.
He does look sad.
A seal with a wiener on his back.
What would you rate that drawing?
Like you know what, though? You know what? You would do this.
That's exactly what I would draw.
You would draw that. Look at him. He's
embarrassed.
He knows.
Why'd you do this to me? All right, next one.
They really look like dogs.
Are those his legs?
All right. Bean paste spread on a metal bar or aftermath of man getting sucked into a Boeing 737 engine.
Oh,
boy.
My God.
judging by the spherical blur, I'm going to guess number two.
I'm going to go with the first one.
I'm going to say it's bean paste.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, yeah, we're not showing that one.
Yeah, that one's not getting shown.
50-50's off to a good start.
Really didn't see it.
No, but I thought this was going to be like, what are the chances this happens? Or, not every one of them got a dead body?
Well, no, I used to watch, Uber Hacks or Nova, who used to be a YouTube, well, he still is, but he was really popular back in like the mid-2010s. He would do this like every week, and it would just make me laugh so hard the way that he would react to this. So here's the next one: a defeated Yu-Gi-Oh player or the aftermath of a subway stabbing.
I'm gonna hope it's the Yu-Gi-Oh player.
I'm gonna say Yu-Gi-Oh player.
Nope.
Okay.
Oh, wait. No. Wait. Wait. Did it?
Are those Yu-Gi-Oh cards?
It is a defeated Yu-Gi-Oh player.
It is. Yeah. It's a defeated Yu-Gi-Oh. Wait.
Okay, he's okay. Man.
All right, we can show it. He's got Tim's on. Oh, no, those aren't Tim's.
Is that blood, though?
No,
that's a backpack.
That's backpack.
Oh, okay, here, I can
show
it.
Yeah, we're good.
Thing.
Okay, he's
all right,
good.
He's a defeated Yu-Gi-Oh player.
He dropped every card he had.
Jeez, wonder what happened.
Wonder why he's playing in the middle.
In the subway.
Like, the back rooms.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Oh, that was another thing. Spoiler ahead. We're going to look at some back rooms, some liminal spaces.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Here we go. Big Nate comic strip that shouldn't be real, or guy having a rough time.
We're just gonna go with guy having a rough time.
Yeah, I want to see the guy having a rough time.
It is not. It's the comic. I don't know if. Oh nope. We probably don't want to show that one.
What's wrong with this one?
Geez,
yeah, we'll skip that one. I'll tell you. I'll tell you later. Queen Liz escapes the palace, or man impaled on a barbed wire fence.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I didn't want
that
again.
I'm going to hope that it's Queen Liz.
We're going to see Queen Liz. We're going to absolutely see a guy
Come on, Queen Liz. Come on. Yay!
Yeah!
Look, she's making it out. She's climbing out. She had enough. R.I.P. R.I.P. to the late queen. All right, last one.
Oh
no.
Jesus.
Job, I'm not gonna lie. This is not what I expected.
Oh my god. I don't know if I can throw up. The fact that the detail in this is scary. Rotten dead body of an Italian shopkeeper who refused to pay the money he owed to the Italian mafia Camorra, found on the north coast of Sicily and Messina by the Carabinieri. Or this image goes hard as hell.
The image that goes hard as hell.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go with.
Please be that one.
Yeah!
What is that?
What
I'm
talking about.
The total with a shotgun.
And he's holding up the pelicans.
He's defending his kin.
They could have used that in our Outer Banks, Jarrett.
Not today.
True.
Yeah, little spoiler alert there.
Okay, so the next thing I want to show here, and we can kind of BS in between these, but so if you guys, we were talking about this later or earlier in the week, liminal space.
And I hate them.
I think people out here.
Some of them I do.
Let's do the top of all time.
When we were talking about this before, I think it's so crazy that, like, there's just a room that you can see, and everybody in the world agrees, yeah, that's like something's off about that spot,
like a collective.
Can you get the definition of a liminal space?
Because yeah,
we were talking about it, and I don't even know what we started on or why we went onto that topic, and it kind of interested me since I saw it, and I never really knew what it was actually called. But what's what do you got?
I don't know. It's got a lot of it's.
What's the Google one that says back in the back?
It has some. I don't know, some really like advanced definition here, but it's the liminal space is a transitional or transformative place or state that exists between two points, such as starting point and a destination. It can describe physical places like a doorway or an empty parking lot, or psychological states like as adolescence. So I think what the main point is, these are places that are between places like mall hallways, store hallways. Stairways. They're not meant to be places that are like where you stay or where you finish. But I just exited out of my liminal space thing. But,
yeah, it's right there on you.
I saw someone say like a classroom, like that you would like spent your whole like childhood in, and you go in and it's empty. That could be considered like a liminal space.
I guess it's like but you're right. Everybody has a collective thought that this something's wrong here. Like this is not. I don't want to be here. We'll just start off here and go through a couple of these. But like this first one doesn't really bother me that much.
Yeah, that was like the top voted one ever. That one really doesn't bother me that much. I mean,
I can't really tell what it is. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's a mirror that makes it look like it's way bigger than it is. If you're just listening to this, go to YouTube and watch it. But we're explaining these, and this is more of a YouTube friendly episode because we're going to be looking at a bunch of stuff because we're home. But it's like, I don't even know what it is. It looks like a bingo hall or maybe a fast food restaurant.
Yeah, it's a bingo hall.
And it's just got all these empty seats with colored chairs. And that's also a theme, is a lot of stuff is colorful, which is weird. So
it's empty.
This next
one
is
to me
just
doesn't bother me that bad.
It's like the empty spot of a town that is expanding, and then the rest of the lot is just empty. And it's a house, which I don't.
That looks like there's nothing anywhere near.
This one doesn't do much for me.
That one a little bit.
We got to find some creepy ones.
Yeah, we're gonna get into them here.
Okay.
Me that one. Yeah, I don't really like.
But I don't know. That doesn't do it for me.
Is that liminal or is that just fucking scary?
I think it's just scary. That's not. I'm gonna scroll through here and try to find a few.
Yeah,
this right here freaks me out a little bit.
That's a good one.
And if you're, like it's that. It's like I can't just it's like a hotel hallway that it used to have a display or something. Maybe it was a museum and they got rid of the display, and it's just an old looking tree and a window thing. And it
like,
is very
it's in like a hallway, like That yeah, almost is, the hallway is like it almost like it never ends.
Yeah.
Sort of.
That's kind of the idea too, is some of these places are, and I think that's what inspired the back rooms. If no one knows what the back rooms are, Jared, you didn't like that one. That
I did
similar,
not like, yeah,
similar
really
to
like
this.
One.
It's like a dark, I don't know, footpath in the snow. For some reason, that you guys were talking about this too.
Yes, that episode of SpongeBob
Rock Bottom
scared the shit out of me. The Rock Bottom episode. And I don't know why. It was just like the feeling of that you would never get out of there and you'd be stuck there forever. Ugh.
Some of these aren't very good. I
thought these were going to be a little bit more spooky.
Yeah, I'm kind of. I mean,
I think,
this
I think
is
people
pretty good.
Have. I think a lot of people have different definitions of what actually
Let's do this.
Is a liminal space and like what can what they think is scary and what they think isn't, like, I guess, like unsettling. I don't know. To me, they're more unsettling than they are scary.
Like, I saw one of a pool.
Yeah, see that,
and that
to me,
creeped me out.
That is a little unsettling to me. That right there, that hotel room.
Yeah, isn't that the one that you were talking
that's
about?
The one hotel room that yeah. Where, that
the fact that there's just a chair in a corner is just a little weird.
Yes, a lot of these like just make me feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, there's a like the ones where they have like kids stuff and it's empty, like a playpen or the slides and things. Those are really creepy. And I don't really actually know why, but like big empty rooms are also scary to me for some reason. Like patterned carpets throw me off. A lot of these aren't too bad, though. These aren't too bad.
And I like that one.
And pools are also a theme, which I don't understand.
I don't know. Maybe because if you fall in and drown, no one's there.
Let's. I'm gonna fade out here, and then I'm gonna look up some new stuff. I'm gonna look at like back rooms. That might be a better.
Was it you or Jared that's like terrified of looking up?
Me. I hate looking up. There was a thing I saw on. I can't remember what it was. This dude, the gravity switched on him. And he fell upward, and it was and it's absolutely terrifying.
He fell upwards.
Yeah.
What?
How can you fall?
He fell up.
So his so he was standing up, and his head went down.
No, like he was hanging onto a tree, and then he like flew up into space because they like
no way.
Yeah, I wish I could find the video.
And it's real.
No, it's not real.
I don't know if he's in like a gravity
room.
That's
what I thought you meant, like that this would actually happen.
But you
were saying, which I agree with you, I hate looking up when I'm in a plane. I don't like looking up. That scares me.
Yeah, that's the most horrifying. It's probably my biggest fear. I don't know if it's a phobia, but it's one of my biggest fears. Is falling upward. If I jumped out of a plane and I didn't go down, I went up and I just kept going up.
So you're just scared if like one day you just decide to jump and you never landed. You just kept going.
If I just jumped out and went up. Now see, this is now we're getting into the territory that are familiar to me. Like this, like these places are more scary.
They're always like tan, like orange looking rooms.
Like that's horrifying in itself.
I don't know that.
I don't think it's back rooms. It's a gigantic. What is that doll called?
Little Miss Muffet.
No, the Red Hand.
Raggedy Ann.
Raggedy Ann. Yeah, it's a big Raggedy Ann doll stand on a bed.
A doll's not creepy though. Like I don't think that should ever have been a toy.
Raggedy that's Ann.
Just any of them. Like I think most dolls are kind of creepy.
Well, I'm.
Oh yeah, they are.
Well, let's get spooky time then. We're a little bit past the season.
Yeah, we're into
we're going into
Christmas time. We're into Christmas time.
We're
in
a horror theme.
I don't even know how we got onto this.
Well, again, if you're listening to this, it's not going to do you justice. You can still, I mean, listen to us talk about this stuff, but you really got to see this stuff to enjoy it. And enjoy it is a loose term.
Do you believe in ghost schools?
Ew. I was just talking about this recently. I'm kind of in between. I've always been to where, like, I don't want to openly say I don't, because I don't want them to come out and prove to me that they're real. So, like, when we went to the penitentiary, if I'm in there and you ask me, I say, yes, I believe in them. But in my own home, I say, no, I don't.
Oh, cool. You would like this one.
Is that spider web?
Yeah, spider webs.
That's not spider web.
Yeah, it's all over.
Ew, oh. No, ew. Ew. Now, what do you do if you wake up and that's your yard?
Oh, have you ever, have you ever heard of Spider Village?
I think you got to set the whole yard on fire.
If now, Hannah's cousin or Hannah is listening to this, you might want to turn this off. But this is called, this is in Bali. It's called Spider Village. And these spiders are taking over this city.
Oh, my Christ.
And they're just all over the place in this city.
Nuke it.
And they're all over, like, the power lines. And
ew, no, that's disgusting.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my.
What if you walked through this town? How much money would it take you to walk through here?
Absolutely not.
How much for you to sprint through the middle of town with your mouth open?
Oh,
my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, yeah, dude. They got to come together and listen.
I literally.
Evacuate everybody. Bomb it. Start it over.
I would have to move. I would have to move.
I'd rather live in the fucking Amazon.
Spider-Man is terrifying. Let me see.
Hold on. I want to go back to ghosts. Jeb, you have a different opinion of ghosts.
I just don't think they're real. No one has ever given me legitimate evidence. But what we can do is we can react to some ghost videos and we'll see if we believe them or not. But yeah, cool. Spider Village. Are you in or out?
What do you think? I'm absolutely. Yeah, I see one spider, I kill it immediately.
See, I don't like that. I don't like that. There's a poem about killing a spider.
No, I know. I've heard it. And
What have you heard?
Well, you've read this to me before because we've talked about this. And listen, I won't go out of my way to kill it. But if it's crawling around near me, or if he's starting to build a little bit of a home in my house, then I'm going to take care of it.
For all of you people that are so cruel to kill spiders, here's a little poem for you. She asked me to kill a spider. Instead, I get the most peaceful weapons I can find. I take a cup and a napkin. I catch the spider, put it outside, and allow it to walk away. If I am ever caught in the wrong place at the wrong time, just being alive and not bothering anybody, I hope I am greeted with the same kind of mercy.
Okay, but here's my thing.
Okay.
Say something was 30 times larger than me. The last thing I'm going to do is go walk inside of its house and build a home inside of it.
Yeah, but you don't know. What if you just don't know?
I do know.
That was a really shitty poem. It didn't even rhyme.
Yeah,
poems
that wasn't
don't always rhyme.
I know, but I think there should be at least
I think
be one.
Rhyme.
That was an A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I.
That was just
J,
a statement.
Rhyme.
I don't.
What?
I just him going into the detail of a poem.
Oh, right.
I wrote a poem recently.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You got it on you? Why did you write a poem?
I had to do it for work.
Dessert is an essential part to a quality life, and quality desserts make life all the more better. Had a long day at work and you need something sweet? Maybe you're out late and you need the perfect snack to cap off your evening. Or you're just a dessert lover with a knack for the finest of sweet treats. Well, say hello to the Brownie House, home of the best brownies ever. A family bakery dedicated to baking the world's best gourmet brownies, baked with premium imported chocolate, high quality ingredients, and no preservatives. No prepackaged, pre-made, fake-tasting chocolate, no. These brownies are made from scratch, shipped nationwide, and delivered right to your door. And starting right now, you can head to yesbrownies.com and use the code PINEROOM, all caps, during checkout to receive 20% off your order. For the best brownies and more, take a trip to the Brownie House.
I bet it was
really
awful.
Is she really pulled by a ghost?
Cool. So what are your thoughts here? It looks like a woman is working in a garage or something, and she just starts getting pulled off into the
darkness. Oh, that's fake
yeah,
as hell.
Yeah, it's fake. For sure it's fake. Look at the
she grabs the thing that it's being pulled. She's being pulled by.
She's full of shit. I hate that stuff. That's why I never believe in this stuff. The reason I never believe any of this stuff is because it's all crackpot lunatics who, well, not all of them. I guess normal people do believe.
So you're saying Ghost Adventures is fake?
1,000%.
Yeah, what?
Ghost Adventures
Baggins,
is fake.
You're saying Zach Baggins is a liar.
Not, are I mean, you saying
might,
he's not?
He might not be. I'm not going to say he's a liar, but he's definitely take. I'm going to say he definitely probably. I mean,
what?
he's taking advantage of, not taking advantage of people, but he's like, people are stupid enough to believe it. So of course he's going to make money on it.
Yeah, I would do the same thing.
So you, but you like Ghost Adventures.
I love Ghost Adventures because it just entertains me. I just think it's the most entertaining thing ever. And apparently, Zach Bagans, this could be libel. I don't know if this is true or not. He came to Wheeling when they were doing the penitentiary. And if you go back in the episode, it's like episode 2 that they ever do the show. It's at the penitentiary. And Tom Stiles, who led us through the penitentiaries in Ghost Adventures. But apparently when Zach Bagans was in town, he was just like slaying the whole time he was here. Like,
what do you mean slaying?
Like,
you know,
hooking up with girls?
Like laying it down while
really?
He was here.
Really? How do you know that?
I was told by somebody who saw him in a bar. I think it was the 19th hole he went to. And he just ran through him. I mean,
is Zach Bagans like
the spirit like of it?
No. Is he like top 10 like dudes ever?
No.
Zach Bagans?
Yes.
Top 10
is
dude?
Just not just like dope. Like,
yeah. This
no.
Dude, like, are you kidding me?
Oh my God. That's a top
he's
10
just
dope
like,
dude.
He's just like sick.
I don't know. I mean, he's a liar though.
Go to that one right above there, Jub.
He just does it, man.
Is he made?
Dude. Like, the guy just scammed everybody in the world.
Look at that shirt.
He just does it, man. He always dresses in, like, the, what's that one style called? Like, oh, shit. It's, no, it's, like, these crazy style shirts. They used to be popular in the early 2000s, like, with the shit all over them.
What's he up to now?
Tiger King wears those, the kind of shirts. He's got a museum in Vegas. He's got, like, some museums, like, the most haunted place ever, according to him. But he's
like
just the dude,
guy,
man. But I'll tell you who's even my bigger fan of, my boy Aaron Goodwin. Aaron Goodwin, listen, this guy.
Yeah, he was good too.
If you believe in this shit, they put Aaron Goodwin through hell. They'll be like, this place has a demon that has totally killed 4 family members, and the place is caught on fire 3 times, and it all happened in the boiler room. And then Zach will go, Aaron, you're going to the boiler room by yourself. And then Aaron will go in there and just be terrified. This is my dude, though. This is where I learned big stepping from.
I know you don't believe in a job, but all these like haunted places that, I mean, some places do look haunted. If you were to go in there by yourself, are you scared?
Well, yeah, they look haunted, but they're not. I'm more afraid of the things that are in the dark, like actual real things, like animals or people.
Okay, but like, okay, hypothetically, they've checked the building, there's no animals or like people that can like come in and fuck with you. There's none of that. It's strictly
no,
possibility of ghosts.
I really don't think it would bother me. I really don't think it would. I don't think it would.
What about, do you believe in the people in the woods? What are they called? Skinwalkers or something?
Yeah.
You believe in that?
No. None of that stuff is real. None of that stuff where it's like some, like, they always believe too, and we can say this because we live in Appalachia, but people say that the Appalachian Mountains are the most haunted, disturbing place to ever get caught out at night. And it's like, I see comments on, whatever not Facebook, but on TikTok, it's like don't you think this is haunted? Get stuck out in Appalachia by yourself.
I hate those people that go on there and act like there's shit around their house. Like they'll go like dress up. There's this one lady that like thinks that she's being stalked and haunted by like some woman, but she is the woman that like she just does it for TikTok likes. And I'm pretty sure, like, literally every person that does that on TikTok that says like they're being haunted or there's something, and I could be saying this right now and maybe there is fucking something in the Appalachian Mountains where we live, but I don't think any of that shit's real.
None of it's real.
I don't think skinwalkers are real. I don't think any of that dumb shit is.
Here's some creepy places that you might want to go visit. Cools. I remember these little rides. They were at the they used to be at the playground.
Yeah, I've never seen those.
Rock back and forth. This stuff just doesn't do much for me. I mean, if it was dark, maybe. It's like
yeah,
a warehouse with it's like an exposed pipe.
The only thing that scares me about that is having to do labels.
That kind of looked
tetanus.
Like, That kind of looks like maybe our new office.
Now this
season two coming soon.
This is where I get scared, Jeff.
This is where I would be
a little creepy.
I would just be unsettled because it's that liminal space thing where this doesn't feel normal. Like this is not a place I want to be. It's if you're just listening to this, it's like a room that's empty with two chairs in it, a bunch of crosses on the wall. It is fairly empty with a hallway in the back, and it just doesn't look. It's not a welcoming place. These don't really do much for me. The tunnels.
Oh, that, yeah, I don't like
the lighted tunnels.
I would say I'm not really scared of like some white ghost popping out and going boo. It's more I'm scared of like the demonic, like someone body getting overtaken and the cross turning upside down, and that terrifies me.
And he starts banging his head on the wall.
Yeah, like, and he starts speaking some foreign language. Yeah.
But like none of the ghost shit, I would be more scared of running into other people.
Well, see, that's what did I talk about the what I think is a common fear for everybody on the podcast? Did I talk about that?
The old lady?
Yeah.
I don't know
whether I talked about it. I think I did because Jeff, I think, was here. But the most terrifying thing in this would be not some ghost, like boo ghost at the end of this hallway, but a 95-year-old woman in a nightgown sprinting full speed at you from this hallway, going, yi, yi. That would be terrifying.
But that'd be terrifying no matter where you are.
Yeah, like you could be
in McDonald's.
A Rite Aid, yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking horrifying.
You turn the corner. I mean, I guess hospitals and that kind of
hospitals
stuff
are creepy.
That are no longer operational are creepy, but I mean...
That's like a building just being torn to shreds doesn't really scare me. It's just like
it's
just
more the fear that one of these pipes is going to fall and impale you.
Oh, if I try to walk on the second floor, I'm going to end up in the dirt.
You're going to end up in the basement.
Yeah.
This was, do you remember back when we were kids and there was that up by Nick's old house, there was a abandoned RV. And
oh, yeah.
We used to go up to it and there was a rumor that some like, murderer was staying in it, and we would throw logs through the window.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
logs through the window, and there was nobody that ever.
That's
lived in
genius.
There. Something about though, for some reason, I think toys and stuff are a common. They're like a common.
Jump. Speaking of that, I was looking up because I would watch these videos of like people and their stories that would go to like the Amazon jungle, and they would be like that people are always saying like scared of like animals and bugs and shit that would kill you, but like they said the most terrifying thing in the jungle is running into another person.
Yeah. Ugh. Can you imagine how horrifying it would be to turn a corner and some
dude in
a leopard skin is standing there?
That is terrifying.
That's scary, but I feel like I could win that fight a whole lot easier than some gorilla was breathing down my neck.
That's funny.
But
then
they bring like 19 other tribesmen with arrows and they shoot you in the face.
It's funny we're talking about this because I was just watching Joe Rogan and there was a guy that was on it that was talking about his experience. I think it was some kind of deep rainforest. And he was saying that he was there with workers. I don't know what they were doing. Maybe looking. I think they were fishing or something or looking for some sort of species of animal or whatever it might be. And he said that his coworkers or whatever it were, they were saying that they had ran into people or they had heard people in the woods, and they actually the night of they were out and about and they had to hide from like these indigenous people. There were a hundred of them, and they ran through the woods and they went like in the direction, and they were being greedy. So the next day they went out and they started fishing again, but they had to stay away from these people because these people would literally kill them. And they were out fishing, and then the guys were like, we got to go back in because we hear those people. And the guy that was leading it was like, you guys are just trying to have a day off. We don't want to hear, I don't want to hear it. We're going to keep working. So they keep working and they hear a leopard noise, and the guy's like, that's a leopard. He's like, I'm going to go. I can't remember why he went after it, but he either went after it or they were just moving in that direction of the leopard noise. And then all of a sudden he heard the leopard noise in a different location. And then it was in another location and then another location. And he realized that these indigenous peoples were communicating with each other and were all over the place in the jungle. And they were like moving towards them, and I think they left. But
yeah, that's a good response.
It's that to me is absolutely terrifying because those people, they don't, I mean, they don't
what's
have
that
any
video.
Well, this
law.
Is
they don't care, but
this is what I believe is true. We talk about paranormal stuff or supernatural stuff. This is what I believe is true, man. This is the shit that is real, for sure real.
What is it?
Just take a look. There's a guy on a four-wheeler. He's in the woods.
He's taking a four-wheeler up a creek right now.
Taking up a creek.
He looks sick.
Look in the background. Look in the background.
Oh, what is that?
It's Bigfoot, man.
That's fake as hell.
It's Bigfoot.
Yeah, see, I don't believe in Bigfoot either.
Now I don't know if this video is real, but I think Bigfoot is 100%.
You're telling me that guy wouldn't have whipped that thing around and ran away?
Look at him.
Bigfoot's real?
Look at him.
That just, his ass is non-existent. But
I just think it's crazy that nobody's ever seen
him. He's a diaper butt.
We've never seen a clear picture of Bigfoot.
Yeah, we would 100% have one by now.
What do you mean? Well, that's the same thing with anything, though. Like ghosts. We would for sure have clear pictures of ghosts.
Which
Look
is why
that.
I say they're not real.
That's Bigfoot, man. He's here. Maybe like, he's just that good.
But it's so easy to just throw on a suit and
I know.
We should make one of those.
I do believe he's real, though. I genuinely believe that Bigfoot's real.
So you think he's extinct now?
I mean, that's definitely. I mean, there was the one in Red Dead. This is the most famous picture, or I think it's either
that
picture. Not this video, but that right there. That's like the most famous picture ever.
One.
A Bigfoot of him walking in stride.
Ew.
I don't know, man.
You think it's like possibly just some guy that was had some kind of hair disease?
And he was so embarrassed of himself that he Did just... We,
yeah, like maybe he was shunned from his village.
Is he in the Appalachian Mountains too?
Bigfoot?
Or is he out west?
He's everywhere.
Oh my God.
Not Bigfoot. That's Littlefoot.
Like Godzilla.
Littlefoot.
I just saw too. I was looking up because I was trying to find the like what that's called, like the being scared of another human and like in the jungle. And I came across. Have you ever experienced the panic in the woods? For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, panic in the woods is basically a phenomenon or a feeling felt when deep into the woods that causes the experiencer or a sudden out of nowhere panic, anxiety, and urge to run. The panic is commonly accompanied by deafening silence of the woods and a buzzing sound in one's ears.
Ew.
I don't think I've ever had that before.
No,
I've definitely been in the woods where I know Jubb, you and I, and our cousin went on a hike one time and went pretty far. We actually did kind of get lost. And there was a point where I kind of did start to panic a little bit, but I also was like 12 at the time. But this makes me I do kind of want to go on a hike. Go out in the woods.
And this makes you want to go on a hike?
This is a potential skinwalker, like Cool said. This is just coyotes, dude.
Yeah, I say that's just coyotes.
I don't know what the howling noise is.
Holy fuck.
it's just coyotes.
All that stuff is fake, though. I don't believe in any of that stuff. I do believe in Bigfoot, though. Sasquatch.
I got some questions for you guys.
Wait, before we do that, tell me this is not the most horrifying thing ever. If you saw your 95-year-old neighbor doing this up your driveway in the middle of the night, like you just happen to look out the window and she's doing this up your driveway.
Ew. What the hell is that?
It's a person.
Not a naked person with just shoes?
I don't know. But he's crawling on all fours, running up running up some guy's driveway.
Yeah, that's terrifying. All about being on all fours is scary.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
For the most part.
Yeah. I'd be scared too. Yeah.
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 Anyways.
I got a question for you guys.
Sorry.
If you could have footage from one memorable moment in your life, what would that video be?
Oh, that's a tough one. There's so many moments that I think I would want on. What was yours? Do you have an answer?
I thought at first it'd be like some baseball moment, like a state championship win or something. But I feel like it would be something more like. I tell you what would be really funny to see is when we were on the boat in Antigua out fishing.
Oh, Frank's boat?
On Frank's boat.
That would be unbelievable.
We told that story. That had to be, geez, that probably was like almost 100 episodes or so ago. I guess I just like briefly tell it again. We were in Moby Dick. He's looking up.
Antigua.
Yeah, we were in Antigua and Barbuda, which is, you don't know, it's like way, get Antigua on the map, because it's like way down, it's almost near like Venezuela. It's like almost as south as you can go in the Caribbean. But anyway, we were there on a trip, and we went on a fishing charter where we thought that, I guess we thought it was just going to be a normal fishing trip. We stood up, we fish, and we go out. The sea was pretty rough to start.
So if you're watching this, Florida, obviously, Cuba, Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, here is Antigua.
Yeah, so it's way down.
It's way down south. We were closer to South America than we were the U.S.
Yeah, it was a long flight, and it was very dark. It would get dark super early there because it was still on Eastern time, and like it's way farther east. But anyway, we go out on the sea. Can the people see that picture, Job?
The one I have up now?
Yeah.
That's what it looked like for
this
us
is
out
what
there.
It looked like.
Yeah. That is what, and I think it was it me or you that asked, is this normally how rough it is?
Yeah, I was like, hey, it's just like a rough day. Goes, oh, no, this is perfect.
This is beautiful weather.
Yeah, it was beautiful weather. So
there was water coming over the side of the boat.
Yeah, boat's going to flip over.
So, I mean, there's water coming over the sides, and there's six of us on the boat, and we're just sitting there, and we probably got at least a couple miles off of the coast, and we still were sitting down. Because it wasn't a deep sea charter. It was just kind of an out, like around the islands fishing charter. And basically, we thought that we were going to stand up, do the regular thing. And at one point, we just kept going and going and going.
I remember telling somebody, I was like,
told me,
I was like, I was looking at the trawl. And I remember somebody say, I remember him saying we were trawling. And I couldn't remember what that was. And then I remember when we were in Alaska. We were trawling for salmon, and trawling, you don't stop. You keep going with the boat until you catch something, and then you stop and you reel it in. So he was like, we're going to go trawling. And I'm thinking, well, we'll trawl on the way out. And then by the time we get out there, we'll stop, bring the trawls in, and we'll start fishing. But the waves, there was never a break in the waves. And like one of our guys was getting sick over the side of the boat. And I looked at Jarrett and I said, I don't think we're going to stop. Yeah, and we got like 25 minutes in, 35 minutes in, 45 minutes in, and we still didn't stop. And I was like, this is not good.
And we're just sitting there on this boat. And the whole time, just boom, boom, we'd go up over the crest of a wave, bam, back down, bam, another one. And then at one point, they went out to go, the captain and the first mate went out to, like, I guess they were collecting their nets from pots that they had out, like, out in the sea.
Oh, yeah.
And they got tangled in some of the nets, the way that the guy, yeah, I guess the first mate wasn't a very good captain. So he goes and gets tangled in these nets. So then they stop the boat. Frank, the captain, gets pissed, and they're fighting in the cabin of the boat. And he pushed it. They pushed the guy onto the throttle, and it just goes... Smoke comes up from the back of the boat.
We didn't move.
We still never moved. It's like
I looked over
park.
I looked over. Loopy's throwing up. Nick's had his head down. He's tapping me. He's like, "We gotta get out of here." I say he's not saying anything. You guys are dead. I looked at Frank. I said, "Frank, you gotta take us back in, man."
Yeah.
He's like, "Why? You sure?" What the fuck are you talking about, Frank?
Because at that point, it was like.
we I'm seeing we, black smoke and water go over my head.
It's like we wanted to catch something.
He
but.
Got full blown in a full blown fist fight in the cabin and fell on top of the throttle. And I mean, we're dealing with it. Felt like 40. Like this, what I'm showing right now. This is what it felt like
out in the water.
It felt like 40 foot waves off the coast.
That's it right there. That's all we saw.
That's all it was. Water.
That's not a bad one, Jeff.
Just water smashing over top. But that would be a good one just to have to show people how insane that was.
Yeah, back to the question. That would be a very, very good one to show. Cool's another one that I would love to show. And I don't know if we've ever told this story on the show. Was when you and I ran from the cops.
Oh, yeah, that is a good one.
I think that would be a great one.
What's the statute of limitations on this, though?
Are you incriminating yourself?
I mean, at this point, I think we're all right.
Well, what happened?
Well, we were in college and we were at a basic pregame, and the place that we were at was an apartment complex. And obviously when you play music in an apartment, people are going to get pissed off. You know how it goes. So we were drinking. I think I was probably. I might have only been 19.
You're 19 because I was 20 and my license was suspended.
Yeah, so I was probably only 19 at the time. And so we're drinking at a place. We're having a good time. And the cops show up, of course. So we run upstairs into the closet of this apartment. And we're hiding in there like, oh, I think we should be all right. We're good. They're not going to find us up here. And here we're sitting there and it's quiet and we hear boom, 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 boom. The cop comes in with a flashlight where there's like seven of us in this closet. He opens the door. He goes, all right, let's go. So they're like, oh, fuck. What are we going to do? So there's another cop downstairs. He's got everybody lined up. They're giving their IDs and their school IDs. So Cooley and I are walking down the stairs. The cop is, I think he was still, the other cop was still upstairs looking for other people in the upstairs. Cools and I are walking down the stairs. And I said, Cool, we got to get out of here. and he goes, nah, we're all right, man. We'll be okay. Mm-hmm. So then we line up with everybody else down in the bottom floor. And it seriously was like a movie. It honestly was like a movie. The cop is going down. The cop, and I think, I don't know if it was an RA or somebody else, was going down the line collecting everybody's IDs. And he's like, he's getting like four away, three away, two away. And then Cools goes, yeah, you're right. We got to get out of here.
Because I didn't know that they were checking IDs at first when you first asked me. Because my ID had been suspended. So I don't know if that even mattered. But at the time, I was terrified for him to like check my ID, figure out.
That's a whole nother story of why you got your license suspended. But so there's a kitchen in the back door was like right around the corner of this wall. So as they're like two more people away, him and I slowly start to walk towards the back door. And then as soon as we get around this corner, boom, dart out of the back door. Through the screen door and then into the woods, which were, thank goodness, were right on the other side of the door. And we run into the woods, we're full sprint, and another guy behind us, like, I mean, it's dark out. There's snow on the ground. The wind's blowing. The snow's coming down and full sprint. And another guy behind us, wham, hits this tree branch, knocks his hat off. He falls down in the snow. We're gone. They're like, all right, buddy, you're on your own. So we just kept running and running it probably for like at least three more minutes into the woods. But we did get away. We were safe. We didn't get caught.
And nobody snitched.
Nobody snitched. We were good. We made it. We made it out safe. And that would be to answer the question. That would be another one that I would love to have on camera.
I've been trying to think of something, and I don't know why this one is the one that keeps popping in my head. There's obviously a whole lot better ones I could probably choose from in my life, but it's a summer day. Me, all of us are swimming. It's me, you, Jay, in the pool, and all of a sudden we hear these stomps. So
It's our buddy Nick running as fast as he can.
Oh, shit.
He's running as fast as he can. He's trying to mimic Red, our buddy Red, who does just run and jumps into the pool. And he's running full speed. And we have this mat, like, you know, like a floaty laid on the concrete. And I don't know if he didn't see it, but he's running full speed and he steps right on that mat and his feet went straight up in the air. He was level with the ground. And the first thing that hits the concrete is his head. And I will never forget how quiet it was.
It shook the concrete. It shook the concrete. It was so hard.
It was unbelievable.
I think we told this story with Jeff.
His neck snapped back so hard. I thought there was going to be blood all over the poolside.
I feel like we told that story with Jeff
Everybody got so quiet. It's like, my jaw dropped. God, he's dead.
He's just holding his head. Oh my God. I thought, for a second, I really thought he was seriously going to have to go to the hospital.
Yeah, I thought it was so bad.
I was like, this is really bad.
Oh my God.
That is bad.
But as soon as we realized he's all right, I was like, I broke out in a tear.
Yeah, it's like a
It was one of
really
the hardest I've ever laughed. He was level. He was flat with the ground in the air. It's like he stepped on a banana peel.
He went from standing to on the ground in the fraction of a second.
It was unbelievable. That's something I wish I could rewatch.
That is a good one, because I remember we had to really lock in because we thought, like, okay,
I thought he was dead.
We're gonna have to like get dressed real quick and go take him to the hospital.
Yeah, he got really fucked up.
It ruined his day too.
His head. He had to be concussed. No doubt, he was concussed.
Oh my God,
Jesus, that is bad.
That is a bad one. Yeah,
you guys want another question here?
By the way,
before we wrap up here in a little bit.
Oh my God, that was funny.
Would you? This is an interesting one. Would you rather walk with a rollerblade on your left shoe for the rest of your life, or have an angry little person walking in front of you slightly slower than you want to go for the rest of your life?
What was the first one?
Would you rather walk with a rollerblade on your left shoe for the rest of your life? I'd take the rollerblade.
Wait.
1,000%.
And there's a short person in front of me.
There's an angry little person walking in front. They say the M word, but I don't like that word. Or you have an angry little person walking in front of you slightly slower than you want to go for the rest of your life.
So every time you walk outside.
So like if you take two steps to your car.
Yeah. Like, he going to get in a car with me?
No, he didn't get in, but maybe he does, because then as soon as you get out, like...
If I get on a plane, do I got to fucking buy him a seat?
Yeah, like, if you got to, like, hurry to your flight, or you got to hurry somewhere, he's in front of you pissed off.
Why does it matter if he's angry? Is he
passing me out all day?
If you try to pass him, then he'll be like...
Oh, then he gets pissed, right.
Wait.
Stop!
Yeah,
right.
Fucking stop!
I'm taking the rollerblade for sure. If you learn how to rollerblade on one foot, you could get around pretty quick.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is a really good one. I really like this one. What do you do when you have to shit at your girl at when you're at a girl's house? Jeez, I can't read.
I mean, is this a new girl?
I've done that. What's the question?
What do you have to do when you have to shit when you're at your Jesus Christ.
Read
out.
What do you do when you have to shit when you're at a girl's house?
I mean, if it depends on the scenario, but I'm probably not going.
But what if you have to go?
Then you just got to go in and you got to handle business. But what am I, there's only two options here. You either go or you don't. Like, what am I going to sneak out
It depends. I would say that it really, like, you just got to fight for your life. For me, I try to hold it.
There are times when there is not a thing you can do and you have to go. It's happened to me before. And I could talk about what I've done once, and it is not. Oh, it is not. I would not end this.
I'm sure it's horrific.
Well. I would not end this well. But yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, that's what I think. If you can't hold it, you just got to.
But
if you're judging someone for going, I mean, really,
but
she hasn't gone, and
but you know what damage you can do. You know what you can do.
But that's
everybody
does
capable
damage.
Of. You know.
Okay. No, don't put this on me.
I'm just saying.
All right.
I'm saying that if
everybody does this,
if you, I know, but I'm saying, do you think that as a little kid, like, or as not a little kid, but as a new relationship, do you think that can Do you think it has the potential of ruining a fledgling relationship? Like,
I think it definitely does.
Ruining?
Yeah, it probably could.
If you are,
if
say,
you had to
say her bathroom is, or her bedroom is like right in the same room as the bathroom, not in the same room, but the bathroom is right adjacent to her bedroom. And you got, you know, watching a show or something, and you go, I'm going to get up and go, I got to go to the bathroom. And she goes, oh, I'll just pause the show. So now it's quiet, and she doesn't have a. She's got a fan in the bathroom, but it's not loud. It's not like a loud whirring fan. It's just an average, you know, weak fan. And you know that this is going to be horrific. You know it's going to be loud. You know there's going to be there's going to be a payload behind what's already coming out. Like
a payload,
you know, okay. it's air packed like a t-shirt,
Jesus.
Like a t-shirt gun. You know, the burst of air after a t-shirt
yes.
comes out of the gun. You know,
sure.
it's going to be like that.
What are you asking me here?
I mean, how do you handle it?
You have to just bite the bullet, but you just got to pray to God that she's an understanding human. And realizes she's probably done that at some point in her life as well.
What if you came out, she was crying?
She said, I can't do this.
You gotta leave.
Please. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
She's got a towel. She's got a towel open her window.
She's like over top of her bedroom trash can just throwing up.
Ew. What are you doing? I think I just excused myself and leave.
I'll tell you after this wraps up what I've done, because I can't say it on here.
We don't need to share everything.
All right, I think we had a pretty good show here. We might do this again. This was fun. I like doing this.
I like it.
We might do this again sometime because we had fun. Then we could turn this into just something that we do randomly.
And hopefully we've been brainstorming. We've been super busy. That's why we're doing this. We've just been crazy busy with football and basketball coming up, and hopefully we're gonna move into a new space here soon and really shake things up. We were doing some brainstorming today, so I'm hoping hopefully we can get in there and really start to turn the game up here soon.
Yeah. Well, Pine Room Podcast episode 140. If you haven't listened to this, just go, or if you haven't watched it, go to YouTube and watch it. You can see all the shit that we've been reacting to, and see all of our faces here in our own setups.
Wait, real quick.
Should I give him a burp on the mic?
Yes,
no.
Give us a burp. And then 3 minutes ago, we just got a comment again on our TikTok. Pizza Express is number one in the valley.
Okay. Don't add that into the podcast. You better edit that out, I swear to God. There's no way you're leaving that in there.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I hope you all enjoyed.
The other was listening just wrecked.
Yes.
That's disgusting. Ew.
All right, we got to go.
All right.
I got games to play.
That's going to be a clip.
Pioneer Podcast episode 140. Bye.
Bye, everybody.